My name's Emma Cooper, and you're listening to the Network Marketing Mum audio experience. Hello and welcome. I've been really excited to do this podcast for quite some time, talking about Facebook ads. But like most people, it is a bit of a minefield, and I'm always conscious that I don't want to confuse everybody. And actually, they can be really, really simple. But like anything, especially in business, you don't need to overwhelm yourself with thinking too far down the line. It's all about step by step, starting with the basics. So loads of people say, are Facebook ads worth it? Will you sell more stuff? Do they cost a lot? First of all, Facebook ads are definitely, definitely worth it. It's not 2015 anymore. The era, I guess, of like organic reach is absolutely long gone. There have been so many updates on Facebook algorithms, and especially over the last couple of years, that most people don't see your stuff. In fact, organic reach is about 6.4% of your page's total fans. So while that might be all right for someone who's got like a million followers, they're still going to sell loads of stuff because 6% of a million is loads. For somebody who's just starting to build their business and they've got their first 100 followers, 200, 1,000 followers, that's actually not a lot of people who are going to see your posts organically. So you do really have to pay for people to start to see your stuff. So is there an effective way to do Facebook ads? Yes, but I kind of want to reverse back from that, because what's so important with Facebook ads is to know who you're targeting, so to know who your audience is. And for lots of people, this is really difficult. I gave an example when I did my Facebook Live, my Top Tip Tuesday, about Facebook ads, that, you know, a friend of mine was selling wax melts, and I said to her, you know, who's your target audience? And she said, well, women. And I said, but not all women like candles, and you need to be more exact to be able to target the people that, you know, you need to find out where these people are hanging out. So for example, I said, why don't you think about targeting mums post birth, you know, so new mummies, candles or wax melts for new mummies, because those people are going to be really niche. They're going to be really easy to find. You can find them and target them on Facebook ads really easily. You know what hashtags they're going to be following, what kind of other products they're going to be buying, because they're new mums. So just like with anything, we need to be specific about who our client is. Let's say you're looking for people who, I don't know, let's say you have a hairdresser's, and let's say that you're specializing in wedding hair. That's going to be way easier to target and get your money back from an ad out from that, as opposed to just targeting women between the ages of X and Y. So really starting to think about your audiences. Now, I also address this on my social media about people who say, oh, my family don't support me. You know, my uncle and my auntie and my cousin twice removed don't follow me on my business page. They won't even like my posts about my products. And this is one of the reasons why I say, who cares? You don't actually want them to be following you just out of pity. It's not their fault they're not interested in your product or service. It's just not their thing. Maybe they are just playing funny buggers and they don't want to follow you because they don't want you to succeed. My point is, so what? Facebook's really smart, and Facebook can target people who want to, you know, who have the same models and behaviors as you on social media. And if you're getting people to like your page from pity, Facebook will be looking for people similar to those people. Well, if they're people who are never going to buy from you in the first place anyway, then you're kind of messing up your algorithm a little bit. So you don't want the pity likes. You don't want the pity shares. You genuinely want people who are following your business, liking your business page, to be people who are genuinely interested in what you're selling, what you're talking about, what your services are. So where does your success begin in Facebook ads? And that's all around the audience. And that's the only thing I'm going to cover today. So you've got a little bit of an understanding now of why or how Facebook ads can be successful. And it's knowing your audience to start with. So first of all, you can have an option to target core audiences. Core audiences are locations, cities, countries, demographics like age, gender, their education, their job title, interests, anything at all you can possibly imagine, behaviors. So if they've recently bought an iPhone, or if they've bought a property, or you can be so specific with their previous purchases and like how they use their device. You can also, core audience is also connections. So people who have engaged with you on your Facebook page, which is why you don't want any pity likes. Because if your auntie is liking your page because she feels sorry for you, or she feels like she should support you, even though she's not really interested in your product or service, Facebook's going to look for more people like her. More people like her are not going to buy your products either. So you want to be careful with that. The second type of audience is custom audiences. Now, they're great for engaging with already interested people. So it's like retargeting. So anyone who's on your contact list, you can literally upload a list of people that are on your email list, and Facebook will specifically target those people in ads. You can have site visitors, so if people who visited your website or took specific actions on your website or in different areas, you can use the Facebook pixel to kind of create an audience of those site visitors. The third audience is a lookalike audience, and that works for reaching people who have got similar customers, similar clients to you. So that's a real favorite of mine. Lookalike audiences are great because they're great for building your clientele beyond your existing clientele. So really great for building up your numbers, which means more eyes on your product or services. Now, once you've considered your audience, then obviously you've got to consider the type of ad that you want to do. Facebook is amazing. They really have updated their kind of user-friendly platforms. And picking the right ad is kind of simple. You can put ads on, test them against each other, see which one you get more kind of bang for your buck for. Like image ads, carousel, video ads. They even do poll ads now, and they do dynamic Facebook ads, which basically will pick the image that specific person will be most likely to respond to. Like, it's ridiculous. It's so, so good. But the first thing with Facebook ads is to get your audience right. So if you are thinking, oh my gosh, you know, my business page is full of people who are not really interested, then start a new page and start from the beginning, building a list, building an audience of people who are genuinely interested in your product or service. Of course, I am recording this in Social Media Week, so my focus is completely on social media. Facebook ads is, of course, one of those things. This is just very gently touching on Facebook ads, but I will be going into them more deeply for you. But first, I do want you to think about your audience. Yes, Facebook ads work. So if you were thinking about, you know, do they? Then yes, they do. But there is a way to do them. There is a way to start out. There's a way to set them up. But you can be organized in the beginning by creating an audience of people that are genuinely interested in what it is that you have to offer, finding your niche, working out who it is you want to attract and where they're going to be hanging out, what other behaviors that they're going to have. So you can really make the most of your Facebook ads. I look forward to sharing with you more social media podcasts this week. Keep an eye on all of my socials. So at My Pro Planner, at Emma Cooper Online, you will find all of my stuff on those pages. We're also gearing up for the launch of our 2022 planner. So if you want to be more organized, if you want to be on our VIP list as well, you can certainly do that. Check out my socials. It's all over there. You can come and join us in our VIP groups, where we're going to be sharing more tips, tricks, and hacks for social media and beyond in your business. Take care. Bye-bye.
This podcast was sponsored by My Pro Planner, the number one planner for network marketers.